Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. I want you to know that Christ in you, the glory of God. You see, glory is something that is so powerful, and glory is something that is contagious. Glory is something that God has given everyone that believes in him. Everybody has an amount of glory. The word of God declares that man is the glory of God. In other words, God's creation. Not only man, but woman also. God's creation has to have his glory to exist. But there is a glory that goes beyond simply existing. I want you to know that there's an attempt by Satan to flush out and destroy any trace of hope in your life. Listen, I'm going to bring you revelation and inspiration by the glory of God, giving God all the glory. And I'm telling you right now, everything that looks negative to you, everything that looks like a problem to you, every onset of Satan's host of hell against your life, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, I come to tell you right now that there is glory that is already inside of you. What you're going to have to do is stop coming short of that glory that God has given us. You know, Romans 3:23 declared, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us I don't care who you are. I don't care what color, what family you're from, rich or not rich. Listen, there is glory in every person. You said if there's glory, is there a glory in someone that is sinning every day? Yes. Glory, listen, glory is in all of us, but there is a glory that we've come short of. Listen, here's what the devil has done. He wants to crush out. He wants to destroy. He wants to flush out every trace of hope in you. You see, the devil hates hope. The devil can't stand hope. Hope makes him nervous. Hope makes him afraid. He is tormented by hope. Didn't you know that the devil is tormented by your hope? The devil cannot stand your hope. You see, because when you make yourself and when you allow yourself to receive the hope of God, the hope of life, the hope of his spirit, the hope of the Holy Spirit, hope makes us not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is in our heart. Now, I want to show you something. The reason the devil hates hope is because hope comes against fear. Get it now. Hope comes against fear, every trace of fear. Hope comes against disease, sickness, sorrow, financial debt, spiritual debt, emotional debt. But listen, the word of God tells us, even in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said, listen, pray our Father which art in heaven, honor his name, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth or in you, in us, as it is in heaven. As God is in sovereignty in heaven, he wants to be sovereign in you, in us. Watch this now. And then he told his disciples to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You see, one of the things that comes against your hope is the lack of forgiveness. One of the greatest offerings that you can give is forgiveness. You can raise an offering until you're blue in the face. You can try to raise $100, $1,000 in your services, $3,000 or whatever. But I want you to know there is no offering, there is no tithe, there is no offering that you can give God but forgiveness to one another. This is how the enemy is trying to destroy hope, even in the church. The church has become stifled. The church has become spiritually asleep. But I got news for you. Yes, you. And you also. I don't care if you're an apostle, evangelist, pastor, a teacher, or even a prophet. I want you to know that God wants us to receive hope. Hope is powerful. Hope is supernatural. Listen, we have to stay strong and courageous. Like God said to Joshua, I want you to be courageous because my servant Moses is dead, and I want you to be courageous. And we need people to rise up in courage. I mean, you need a courage that goes beyond yourself. There's a courage that goes beyond who you are, who you think you are. That courageous and fearless anointing comes from the anointing of hope. The hope that we have is a tremendous gift of God. Listen, it's a tremendous gift of God in our lives. And God will not allow us to be ashamed of the supernatural and powerful anointing that will put hell to shame and the kingdom of God to rule in the hearts and minds of you that believe God. You see, hope will cause a person to drop drugs. Hope will cause a person to drop a promiscuous life. Hope will cause a person to stop playing church. You see, one of the greatest things, I love you so much, I promise I do, but one of the greatest traps of the enemy is this: let's have church. But I got news for you that there's a power that's greater than having church. You are the church. You are the kingdom. You are prayer. You are fasting. We must become the possibility of God. And with God, nothing is impossible. I want you to look at that word. Some of you think, listen, my life is over. My dream is over. My vision is over. I don't have much money. It seems like everybody done turned against me. But I came here to tell you that God has given you hope, and that hope brings the glory. Watch this now. I want you to really get what I'm about to say. Look at the word impossibility. Look at the word impossible. Look at it. Impossible. I want you to spell it I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. Impossible. Now, I want you to take the first two letters and separate it. Separate it. Move it aside. I'm possible. Look at that. I'm possible. Say it right now. I'm possible. You are possible. Even the word impossibility has hope in it. Somebody shout and give God the glory right now. I'm telling you, you have possibilities that goes beyond your possibilities. God has given us a strong anointing called hope, and the devil hates hope. Politically, spiritually, financially, regardless, emotionally, he cannot stand it when you hope. When you hope, it makes him afraid. When you hope, it makes him tremble. And even the enemy trembles at the word of God. There was a time when Jesus walked the earth, and he would walk past people who were possessed, and they began to cry out, Lord, why have you come to persecute me? Listen, why have you come to torment me? Do you understand that hope torments the devil? You say, listen, you're worried about something. It could be a small thing like bills need to be paid. I don't care what it is. It could be cancer. It could be sugar diabetes, blood pressure issues. It could be marital issues. It could be family issues, church issues. But I got news for you right now. If you want to make the enemy afraid of you, start hoping. Start hoping, because hope make it not ashamed because of the love of God. What causes hope to be powerful in you, in me? Love. You see, everybody want to be everything. They want to be a great preacher. They want to be a rich person. They want to be an entrepreneur, and that's good. Pursue it. Pursue it. But God is love. So God is raising up a people that want to be what God is. What is God? Simply love. You see, love casts out fear. Did you see how hope becomes natural? It becomes supernatural. It becomes a secondhand nature. When love is there, forgiveness flows. When love is there, gossip ceases. When love is there, disease ceases to be. When love is there, it's stronger than death. Love. For God so loved the world, I know you know it, that he gave his only begotten son. Now you have become the begotten of the Father through Jesus, through Yeshua. You are more than a person. You're more than who you think you are, who your mama named you, who your auntie named you, who your father named you. You are more. You are a walking tabernacle of God. Get this. Whenever the presence of God comes in you, you become the tabernacle. Know ye not in the book of Romans that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple. Get that right now. You know, you that love the party, you know where the party's at. You know what club it's at. And then when you go into that club, into that party, you turn it up. Come on, y'all, talk to me. You turn it up. You see, and you go in there. You don't go in there to look funny. You don't go in there to look like you're out of place. You don't go in there just to be there. You go in there to turn it up. You go in there to party. You go in there to find somebody you can lay down with and have sex with. Come on, you go. Come on, y'all. You go in there to do your due. You go in there to get it together and get it out of order, to turn it up. But I want you to know God is raising up a people that would turn up the glory of God. You would turn up the hope of God. And I know it looks like the devil is winning. I know it looks like the enemy is winning from the White House to the church house, from murder and rape and all kind of political confusion. But I want you to know that there's hope that surmounts everything that devil is doing. I can't stand the devil. How about you? He's so ugly, slew-footed, buck-eyed, you know, cross-eyed. But we need to get it together. We need to become fearless. We need to become fearless. Listen, faith is the opposite of fear. Faith is the opposite of fear. Don't tell me you have faith in God and you're afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Come on, I loved you so much. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you the truth. Stop playing with your toys. Stop playing with your spiritual toys. God's people come out of darkness. Why help the devil continue to get rich? Stop selling his stuff. Stop, listen, working part-time and full-time for the enemy. And I want you to know everything that comes against the child of God, he's coming against your hope. He hates your hope. He hates it. This is why when Jesus went up to the mountain and the enemy came to try to tempt him, as a matter of fact, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And look what Satan did. He came and he said, listen, turn this stone into bread. Jesus was hungered. He was fasting. And so the enemy comes to attack what you're doing. You going to fast? He's coming. You go in prayer? He's coming. You go to forgive? He's coming. He wants you to be bitter and not better. God is taking you from bitterness to betterness. If that's a word, I just like the way it sounds. Glory to God, I came here to tell you right now, Chicago and all across this nation, that God is raising you up. Stop waiting on God to raise somebody else up. Stop sitting back on a spiritual welfare mentality. God wants to raise you. I'm talking to you, brother. I'm talking to you, gangbanger. I'm telling you something. Listen, the enemy has trained you for God. Hear me good. Some of you have been working full time for the enemy. He's trained you for God, but he's so ignorant, he doesn't know that. Turn that mess around and make it a message. Turn your life around. Stop killing your own people. Stop allowing the enemy to destroy your life and your children's life and your parents' life. Listen, allow the enemy to get the short end of the stick. You know how to do street, but God is telling you he wants you to know how to do kingdom. Kingdom, stay with me. I'll be right back.
that somebody here is really acting like y'all don't want it. But there's a few of us that understand that if we just keep pushing, if we keep travailing, if we just keep plugging at it, that God is going to do something magnificent in our lives. Is there anybody looking for the miraculous? Is there anybody looking for the incredible? Is there anybody looking for the impossible to be done in your life? Just look at somebody and tell them, I'm expecting a release. I'm expecting a release. Come on, sing it for me one more time. Help me say,
I want you to know that Colossians, the first chapter, it talks about, starting at verse 24, it talks about, Apostle Paul talks about the suffering that he was suffering, and he talked about the Word of God in its fullness. Listen, I want you to know the Word of God in its fullness is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I want you to know, as Apostle Paul was in Ephesians, the Philippians, and the Philippians and Colossians, these were doing Paul's imprisonment, even in Rome. And this is why Apostle Paul is a living, walking example of what he's declaring to us, that Christ in us is our hope of glory. And I want you to know that hope of glory is a shining bright. It shines bright. I don't care what darkness you are experiencing. Hope shines bright. The hope that God has put in us is of being with the Lord in heaven. The hope of displaying the nature and the character of God. Listen, when we are not walking in God's character, in his divine character, we're making hope a shame before others. That's why the scripture says in Romans 3:23, all of us have sinned. I don't understand. Y'all got to help me with this. Why do believers, church folk, gossip about other folks' sins? I don't get it. Because all of us, from the pulpit to the door, have sinned. And some will continue to sin and fall short of the glory of God. But I have hope for you that you're sick and tired of sin. You're sick and tired of your spiritual toys. You're ready to drop evil and pick up life. Do you understand? Hope for the presence of God. What time is it? You say, Roderick, what time is it? It's time to start fasting and praying. Now, I want to show you something in Isaiah 58. Some of us have fasted from food. We fasted from certain things we like to eat. Some even fasted from television. Some fasted from the phone. Some fasted, I even heard of candy fasts. People fast not to eat candy. Lord, have mercy on the candy eaters. But I want to introduce something to you. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, I'm going to show you a fast that is so powerful until the gates of hell is afraid of. It's a fast. And the word of God declares in Isaiah 58, verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen? Number one, it's four things, four levels. Number one, to loose the bands of wickedness. Number two, to undo the heavy burdens. Number three, to set the captives free. And number four, to destroy, break every yoke. Listen to me. If you're walking around with unforgiveness, you need to fast. And what is that fast? Forgive. I'm telling you, it's the greatest offering. You need to lose people. I'm talking to rich people. I'm talking to you, CEOs, and that have robbed people. Everybody rich is not evil. I like rich folk. I pray for rich folk. But I'm talking about even to you rich, wickedly rich. You could be righteously rich, or you could be wickedly rich. But to the wicked rich, I say to you, because it is your time. Even in the White House, God is showing you it's your time. It's your time to howl. It's your time to weep, because God is saying that he wants you to go on a fast. He wants you to go on a fast. He said, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That means we got debts and debtors. Listen, you that are wickedly rich, pay back sevenfold. Give it back. I got a prophecy, and God told me to say it right here, that you're going to see a move of God upon among the rich, billionaires, CEOs, companies. They're going to start giving back that which was stolen. Even you, tax collectors, even the government, God is saying, if you give back that which you have stolen, he'll rescue this nation. Hear this, receive it, because what God tells me to speak, it doesn't fall to the ground. You're going to see billionaires and millionaires start giving back. It's going to hit the news. Get yourself ready. This is Hope of Glory. I'm Roderick Owensby. God bless you. Be here next Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Time.